This is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty. The Turkish currency held steady Tuesday after last week's sharp decline, but tensions between the U.S. and Turkey continue, with Ankara Wednesday announcing new tariffs on U.S. imports, including such products as vehicles, tobacco, and alcohol. The Trump administration is warning of more economic pressure if Ankara refuses to release detained Americans, including Protestant pastor Andrew Brunson. Heather Nauert is a State Department spokesperson.
I'm not going to forecast any kind of further actions or what our next steps will be, other than to say conversations continue. We've been very clear with Turkey about our expectations and our desire to have our people brought home. Pastor Brunson gets the bulk of the attention in the news and from a lot of folks, but it is just as important to us to have the NASA scientists, Sergen Golka, brought home, as well as our three locally employed staff who've been working at our mission in Turkey and then have been detained for quite some time as well.
President Donald Trump is reportedly frustrated over a lack of progress in resolving the dispute. A White House official quoted as saying if no resolution is seen in a matter of days or a week, there could be further action. Meanwhile, Turkey's foreign minister, Mevlüt Cavusoglu, warned pressure, threats, and sanctions only lead to chaos and a decline in relations. He called for dialogue. Malian President Ibrahim Boubacar Keita's campaign says it won re-election based on their vote count in a runoff with his opponent, former finance minister Soumaila Cisse, who said the vote was fraudulent. He said he rejects the results.
La mission de l'Union européenne appelle les candidats.
European Union observer mission head Cécile Kayenge appealed for restraint and to avoid announcing estimates from each candidate ahead of the provisional results. Those are due out Wednesday. She said her mission saw no fraud but procedural irregularities. This is VOA News. In Genoa, Italy, firefighters search for survivors and bodies after a motorway bridge collapsed, killing at least 26 people. Prime Minister Giuseppe Conte said the death toll will increase, described the collapse as an incredible tragedy. A 50-meter-high section of the bridge crashed down with as many as 35 vehicles on it. At least 15 were injured, 9 critically. In London, a man deliberately drove a car into pedestrians and cyclists Tuesday morning before ramming into security barriers. Outside Parliament, 3 people were injured. The driver, a 29-year-old British citizen, was arrested. Neil Bazu is the Metropolitan Police Assistant Commissioner.
Given that this appears to be a deliberate act, the method, and this being an iconic site, we are treating it as a terrorist incident, and the investigation is being led by officers from the Counter-Terrorism Command.
The man's identity has not been released. The motive is not clear. Malta relented Tuesday, saying it will allow the rescue ship Aquarius to dock after being left at sea for days with more than 140 migrants rescued off Libya's coast. Sophie Beau is director of the SOS Méditerranée France, which cooperates the vessel.
Of course, we are relieved that there is a solution coming for the 141 people that are currently on board the Aquarius. Secondly, we hope that this will be a start for a coordinated response at European level. We believe that the issue must be tackled at European level, that it's not only a problem that can be faced by one country.
The migrants will be taken in by France, Germany, Luxembourg, Portugal, and Spain. In Venezuela, the chief prosecutor said 2 high-ranking military officers are among those arrested for their alleged roles in drone explosions during a speech by President Nicolas Maduro August 4 that Mr. Maduro said was an assassination attempt.
Ayer lunes 13 de agosto, hace apenas una
Tarek William Saab said the 2 officers were presented to court Monday. They're among 14 apprehended, including a lawmaker. Several others are still at large, including in Colombia and the U.S. The incident took place against the backdrop of Venezuela's deepening economic, political, and social crisis. A bus carrying travelers from Colombia and Venezuela crashed in Ecuador early Tuesday, killing 24, injuring 18. The bus was heading downhill on a highway when it struck another vehicle and overturned. In Japan, Prime Minister Shinzo Abe sent a ritual offering to a controversial war shrine, marking the 73rd anniversary of the end of World War II, but did not visit the Yasukuni Shrine, which has anchored China and South Korea. Emperor Akihito, who is to abdicate his throne next year, also expressed deep remorse over the country's role in the conflict. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.